Holy Gospel according to John. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came, stood in their midst, and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced at the sight of the Lord, and he said again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I have sent you. Whose sins you shall forgive, they are forgiven. Whose sins you shall retain, they are retained." Now Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the marks of the nails in his hands, put my finger in the nail marks and my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, the disciples were again inside and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." Then he turned to Thomas and said, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Bring your hand and put it into my side. And do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus replied, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book. But these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief you will have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This is the classic gospel to remind us that we should never doubt our faith. I couldn't disagree with anything more emphatically. I think that doubt is absolutely essential to forming an adult faith. Doubt is a clear indicator that one's previously held certitudes are no longer capable of digesting and making sense of life. And in the case of a healthy individual, sends him or her in search of answers that are at least for the immediate future better. Authentic learning is impossible without curiosity. And so if our children are never going to be curious about this thing called faith, they're never going to have an interest in learning about it. Internalized learning, as opposed to rote memorizing, which is how you and I were taught our faith in the Baltimore Catechism, internalized learning is impossible until someone begins to try to poke holes in the argument, sniff out the rats, so that ultimately you can say, "This is my faith. It's not my parents. It's not Father Kriegel's. It's mine." I think the great problem that parents and pastors have is that we think if we do not bring our children to meet God, they're never going to meet him. That of itself is a lack of faith, because if God wants to find them, he will find them. He found Paul, he found Augustine. I could stand here for an hour and tell you of people I have encountered in my journey who had no intention of ever encountering God, but he found them. And maybe in the fretful years of adolescence and young adulthood, it is possible to avoid an interaction with God. But any of you who are my age know that life is full of pitfalls when we will be dropped to our knees in front of him, pleading for mercy. And when it comes to the interaction of our children and our God, you and I are at best matchmakers and nothing more. The great inherent danger in all religion is that religion has to define God. It has to tell us who God is. And is it not possible that our language, even our entire thought process, is too finite, too small, to even begin to grasp the enormity of who God is. The mystics throughout the century have always told us the best we can say is not who God is, but what God is not. All of which means we have a multitude of questions, and I'm not sure how many answers we really have. And if you and I would begin to doubt and question, maybe even push some things to the side, does that make us cafeteria Catholics? Absolutely not. It makes us what God created us for, to search and seek always and everywhere for the truth, so that ultimately you and I can take possession of faith and, like Thomas, come to say in awe, "My Lord and my God." Amen.